Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News. On today's program, I'm talking with Ed Kordick, former Iowa Farm Bureau Associate, now with Decision Innovation Solutions, about the upcoming Iowa Farm Bureau and Iowa State University Extension and Outreach Workshop, Managing 2023 Farm Margins.
The Managing 2023 Farm Margins Workshop will be at Washington, at the Washington County Fairgrounds, Dahlmeyer Hall, on Monday, February 20th. It's a great opportunity in these tight margin times, I think, to get together and have a number of different subjects that I hope will get people asking questions and thinking about how they can manage these tighter margins.
Very good. What topics specifically then will the workshop cover?
Yeah, we have a very packed agenda. We'll start at 10 o'clock with a presentation. This is in cooperation with the Iowa Farm Bureau and Iowa State University Extension and Outreach, and ISU has come up with a Managing Margins for 2023 and Beyond, talking about different strategies, how to think about avoiding cash shortages and trying to protect your working capital, some financial advice from back when we were in tighter margins before, because we've got good crop prices, and anyone outside of agriculture might just look at those crop prices and say, well, farmers might be doing pretty well, but your audience knows at KCII that farm inputs have gone so much higher that we're, you know, in that idea of how do I manage in these changing times. We also have some lenders, an ag lender that will speak to the group, and I think that's really important because farmers have not had to deal with higher interest rates for a long time. So actual, you know, communication with your ag lender will be talked about, and then how to maybe some tips on how to manage higher interest rate environments. I will be doing a presentation on pre-harvest marketing where I will be looking at over 30 years of history to try to, in a fun way, look at some different strategies and the results. Now, there's no easy answer to crop marketing, but I think a disciplined marketing plan can really, really help. And then one of the topics that's in agriculture today is carbon farming. And it's all about these companies are coming to farmers and asking them to sign contracts to change something on their farming operation. But what I thought would be an interesting topic, and we've got ISU Extension there to work us through a worksheet that talks about, well, what are the added costs of changing maybe to cover crops or no-till? And then will it pay? The economics of carbon farming will be covered at each one of these workshops. The one in Washington will be on February the 20th.
Who would this workshop be geared to? Is this for continuing farmers, or this for maybe people that are interested in maybe starting a farm operation as well?
I think that's a great question. I think it would be for anyone thinking about getting into agriculture because it's such a changing environment. It seems like rapid change is happening in agriculture. So established farmers that are trying to manage against tighter margins in 2023 and beyond, anyone thinking about, you know, wanting to learn about carbon farming or learn about what could be done in a pre-harvest marketing plan, any of those topics. In addition, we have a couple shorter presentations on resources for farm wellness because a concern out there on the farm is with these tighter margins and stressful times, there will be some people there that can help with some ideas on managing stress. And then also with all of our equipment now, or a lot of our equipment, and certainly our computers and smartphones are connected to the web. And we'll have a short presentation on cybersecurity, which isn't something that I think we had to worry about in agriculture 10 years ago, but we do need to be starting to be concerned about how can I secure my data and make sure I'm not going to get hacked, that type of thing. So I think it's a great opportunity for people just to come together. Now, this is free for Iowa Farm Bureau members, and if anyone is not a Farm Bureau member, they should still attend. The charge would just $50 at the door. And for more information on this event, which will be Monday, February 20th at the Washington County Fairgrounds, starting about 10 o'clock, people should go to the Iowa Farm Bureau website at iowafarmbureau.com. And right on the front page, there is a banner about managing 2020 farm margins. There's more information there and also a link to help us get a count for lunch. Again, free for Farm Bureau members, and we'd sure like to see as many folks there as possible.
Yes, very good. Well, it does sound like an interesting workshop, and you don't always think about cybersecurity when you think about farming.
Right, that's right. It's changing all the time, and the topics just expand. So I think we've got some good planning involved in this process and at this event, and I think people will hopefully learn something. And then also just what are the questions I should be asking for my farm? On carbon farming or on marketing or what I should be talking to my ag lender about.
Very good. Well, thank you so much for speaking with me about your upcoming workshop, Mr. Kordick, and I hope it is fully attended.
Thank you very much, Jennifer.
That was Ed Kordick joining on today's House & House Washington page to talk about the upcoming Iowa Farm Bureau and Iowa State Extension Outreach workshop managing 2023 farm margins. House & House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News.